And now the Exit Coach Radio Show proudly presents the All-Star Review, a compilation of one-minute highlights from past guests. Hear more one-minute highlights and full interviews from these guests at ExitCoachRadio.com.
Today's All-Star Review is brought to you by J.K. Murphy & Associates. You'll find a link to them on our website at ExitCoachRadio.com. We asked marketing strategist Hema Day for some key ideas and strategies for business owners to think about when developing their marketing plan.
Marketing is like a war game, so you really need to understand the landscape of the people that you want to sell to and who your competitors are. We always produce a functional marketing plan, another thesis, which is 3 months worth of work, but something that you can actually go out and say, right, roughly, this is your target market. Here are your threats, your competitors, and what you're up against, and really measure what those gaps are to make sure that the sales model, and I know a lot of people see the word sales as a big taboo word, but a business cannot survive without sales. And if you apply that right across even the professional service sector, if people can actually put a sales organization within their business, then I think they've got it right.
What's the best way to use Twitter and other social media? We asked expert Tim Templeton.
I just had a friend ask me today, I don't really get Twitter. What is the value? And I said, you know, it's two things. It's self-promotion or business promotion in this case, and it's research. So if you want people to know who you are and what you're doing, and you create content, you create blog content, you want people to see it, one of the best ways to get it out in front of people is to send out an announcement using Twitter. Likewise, if you're trying to find people in your ecosystem, your business, the analysts, the resellers, the potential partners, you can find them by their activity on Twitter. You can interact with them, you can follow them, you can retweet things that they're sending, and you can create a relationship that way, which is a lot easier than it used to be in the old days.
Why is it so important to have a strong backup plan when you're doing your exit planning? We reached out to exit planning expert Jim Brubaker for his thoughts.
People all have an idea of how they want to leave their business. They haven't thought of it maybe in detail, but at least they have some idea, like I'll sell it or the kids will buy it or whatever it may be. But often, whatever their initial plan was does not work, especially the sell to an outsider. Depending on the markets, that may just not happen, or may not happen to receive enough money, or maybe they sell it and the sales fails later. The people run it in the ground. So we like to have what we call a parallel path to exit to work with business owners. They may not both work, but at least we don't start all over again, or they end up failing for their retirement if the one plan doesn't work.
Okay, so we've heard the term before, treat your business like an investment. It'll be a lot easier to sell down the road. What exactly does that mean? We asked an expert, Don Berzin.
Many of us in the field encourage owners to look at their business as an investment. Some owners understand that concept, but many do not. I mean, for a number of them, they see their business as either a job, a cash machine, a passion, or an extension of who they are. And the term investment sounds a little too removed for them to relate to. And we also let it be known that a business is actually easier to sell when it has a passive ownership. I mean, an owner who is not personally critical to maintaining future cash flows. But let's face it, I mean, one of the last terms that ever come to mind when we think about most entrepreneurs is passive. You know, these people are doers, they make things happen, and sitting on the sidelines is not something that many of them want to do at any stage of their career.
Family businesses can be very challenging sometimes. Here's Roseanne Levy from the Roark Group.
What I tell people is think about your family and think about working with them. We address many issues of families who work together and really help them resolve them. What are they dealing with? What are their major issues? And, you know, just from there, we, you know, work with the family, work with all members of the family. Of course, all the family members have to be in agreement to say, okay, we want to make this better. We want it to work, because God knows in many cases they're not interested in cooperating and they each go their own way, and then the business tends to not thrive. So we're very much on top of what families go through. And I did have one member, I love to share this, who said, gosh, if we could only learn to run our businesses with our heads and not our hearts, we'd be a lot more successful. So that's always stayed with me, and it's really the truth.
What's the most important thing to the valuation of your business? Here's business expert Bill Lilliquist.
Naturally, you need to have your house in order. You need to have employee manuals and job description and structure and good accounting and bookkeeping and good reporting and good responsibility. But if they haven't maximized their profits, they're not going to get full value. They're not going to look as attractive to a buyer as if they had maximized their profits. So when I ran into reluctant baby boomers who had experienced some dips in the market, or their retirement nest egg wasn't as big as they had hoped for, or the certainty of was their money going to last post-retirement, I realized how more important that profit was to the value of their company and their success in selling it for full value.
A lot of our listeners tell me they're concerned. They've got a great business that's gone through some tough times after the recession, and they're concerned about how it's going to be valued. Here's valuation expert Roger Winsby.
There's no question that if you had some strong growth in the past, but you've had some tough years recently, you just need to build a compelling story to a potential buyer. It's going to be a very hard story to a financial buyer because they're going to look at it and say, well, you know, I really can't bet on that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can find a buyer where there's synergistic benefits that would say that, you know, the combination of these companies will allow them to do something more, save some money, expand some markets, that's really where your best opportunities will lay to find, you know, some kind of strategic buyer.
What are some of the first things a business buyer looks for when they're looking at a business to acquire? We asked business buyer Ace Chapman.
I want to see how much they know about their business, because that's going to tell me how in touch they are and how much upside we're going to have as an investor. What are the sales per square foot? What is your ROI on the advertising dollars that you're spending right now? If you don't know those numbers, there's definitely room for improvement, and we want to get in early on in the business to start to improve those things before it hits the market. For the business sellers out there, if you're not as good at those things, you want to find somebody to kind of partner with, because you're leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table by not knowing what's going on in your business and then maximizing each area before you hit the market.
John Murphy and David Horwich help business owners think like business buyers. Here's some of the common things that they see out there.
We tend to find many of the same things. We look at management. We look at the financial foundation. How good are the numbers, both historically and in the future? We look at the growth. What we often find is business owners spend too much money on growth. They plant a lot of seeds, and they plant too many seeds because they don't take enough time sometimes up front to determine what are the criteria they should use to judge the seeds, so they kind of plant a lot.
Another common theme that's been running through a lot of our clients over the last year or so has been sales operations and sales strategy and sales operations and development. A lot of companies that we've been working with, they're stalled out in growth and they're not sure why. And what we have found in taking a good hard look at them is that they don't have a great sales strategy in place. So we help them assess that, put that in place, and then get it going.
To hear more tips from over 150 advisors, visit exitcoachradio.com.
Because if you don't control the company, you can't generally sell the interest very readily. There's not usually a market for the stock.
So you see that if you're a business owner over the age of 50 at exitcoachradio.com, they interview over 250 advisors and get the best tips, the best ideas, and the best precautions so you can be well planned. They load a new 1-minute tip every day. Go to exitcoachradio.com. Listen for a minute here. You know, wisdom and insight sometimes are not sensational, but they're extremely compelling when you hear them. It's the content of what's being said. Listen carefully.
Today with Bill Black, the Exit Coach.
Valuing your business is a topic we talk about a lot because it's very important. Here's expert Chris Kramer.
In terms of value, you really have the notion of market value, which is this concept of a willing buyer and a willing seller, which is...
Isn't cogent common sense, isn't clarity, in addition to business advice, but clarity and common sense grounding, doesn't that sound so refreshing? Keep listening. This is ExitCoachRadio.com. Realty.com.
Really driven by what the tax code dictates. Now, when you have a minority interest, you'll typically be able to apply discounts because if you don't control the company, you can't generally sell the interest very readily. There's not usually a market for the stock.
There you go. So if you're over 50 and you own a business at ExitCoachRadio.com, they have the tips, the ideas, the precautions, the wisdom, the insights that you need. A one-minute tip every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come and listen for a minute. Hear from those who are on the front line, the people who are going through or about to introduce you to how to avoid pitfalls, how to overcome adversity, how to learn from the trials and tribulations of others and get the essence of their solution, you know, kick it around, bend it around, and make it work for you. But ExitCoachRadio.com is where it all begins. That's ExitCoachRadio.com. We'll be right back.